Raise your hand if you missed out on learning about the history of Asian American activism in grade school. Yeah, that's right. That's a lot of hands. Did you learn about popular education models and community organizing strategies in high school? No? You're kidding me. Well, then it's possible that you'd like to check out a class taking place this summer.
It's sponsored by CAV, Organizing Asian Communities, in conjunction with the NYU Asian Pacific American Studies Program and Institute. And it's called Roots of Resistance, a community course on Asian immigrant struggles and models of social change. We're joined on the phone by CAV community organizer Ai-Jen Poo. Welcome, Ai-Jen.
Thank you.
So I hear the deadline for applications for the course has been moved from today till Monday?
Yes, it's been extended, so it's not too late to apply if you're interested.
That's really cool. It sounds like an amazing course. Can you tell people a little bit about the key issues that will be covered and some of the historical periods that you'll be looking at in this 8-week course?
Sure. I mean, the course is being sponsored by CAV, and for those who don't know, CAV is a Pan-Asian grassroots community organizing group that organizes in different Asian immigrant, poor, and working class communities throughout New York City for racial and economic justice. And one of our programs is, or one of our projects is made up of a team of volunteers whose primary role in the movement is to find ways of lifting up the struggles that are happening in different poor and working class Asian communities around New York City so that a broader segment of people can learn about it, identify with it, and really join in the movement. And so this project, this political education course, is a chance for people who are interested in what's happening in Asian communities now and sort of the history of how community dynamics and resistance has happened can come and get a deeper sense of those things. We'll be covering issues of displacement, histories of struggles against displacement in Asian communities, issues having to do with women and work, the role that women workers in particular have played in Asian communities in terms of supporting families and being sort of a backbone of the community, but also in terms of resistance and leading some of the key fights for justice in the community, as well as issues of state violence and immigration, how the state has really shaped Asian communities and its detention and deportation policies and its labor policies, and what have been some of the key fights in history that have really been able to mobilize the community and create change and resistance to those oppressive forces. And now, of course, we're looking at how globalization and militarism are shaping our communities and sort of bringing it to date with how people and communities today are fighting against those forces. So it's both looking at back in history, some of the key struggles, but also in terms of what's happening today. And what are some of the different ways that people are creating change today?
Ai-Jen, why did you choose the course format instead of, say, a series of public lectures?
Because to really sort of understand some of the forces that are happening and some of the struggles, it requires being able to come together sort of over an extended period of time to really get deeper into the issues. And I think that we just felt like it would be an important opportunity also for people to really build relationships with one another and develop a sense of connection to these issues and these struggles over time rather than just coming in for a forum or a panel.
And what about the way that you're conducting the classes? The information that CAV has provided about this course has been about popular education and about course participants sort of sharing information themselves and being teachers as well. What's the sort of model you're working on to conduct these classes?
Well, the understanding is that all of the kind of forces and struggles in some ways we're all connected, and that everyone comes in with a set of experiences and a history that they bring to the table. And we're going to try to draw from that as much as possible in terms of as a place where we begin. But that ultimately we wanted the course to be interactive and engaging, and where we're learning as much from each other as we are from these struggles in history and kind of what CAV as an organization is putting out.
So it's
drawing from popular education. I wouldn't necessarily say that all of the courses will be done in a popular education style, but it's definitely drawing from popular education methods.
And can you tell people a little bit about how they can apply and who should apply?
Sure. Anybody and everybody is welcome to apply. It's also a way that it's really open. We're also hoping that students and educators and people who are interested in learning in continuing their education around community issues will apply. And they can do so by calling 718-220-7391 extension 11 and or emailing me at apoo@cav.org, and I can send over an application. And there's a sliding scale registration fee for the course, which is helping to cover the costs of actually running the course and putting it together, of $200 to $300 for 8 weeks. And if that fee is absolutely, you know, if people are not in a position to pay that, please do apply anyway, and we'll kind of take that into consideration.
What does it look like when a community-based organization like CAV, Organizing Asian Communities, collaborates with the NYU Center and Institute, when the academy opens its doors to the community, or the other way around?
Well, it looks the way it should. traditions like ethnic studies and Asian American studies come out of that history of community struggle and the connection between the community struggles and the struggles that are happening on campuses. So in some ways, it's really true to the history in terms of where the roots of Asian American studies are, that it's a collaboration between some people on campus and people in the community to try to learn about these issues and try to have it contribute to a broader movement for racial and economic justice in some way. So we're happy that NYU is collaborating with us on this, and we're happy that we can in some way do justice to the legacy of how Asian American studies and ethnic studies really came about.
Well, we just have a minute or so more, but can you talk a little bit about the other work that CAV is involved in this summer, both leading up to the Republican National Convention and your ongoing campaigns?
Right now, CAV's Women Workers Project is working as part of Domestic Workers United to fight for a statewide Bill of Rights for domestic workers. And it's the Bill of Rights proposal was generated at a convention of domestic workers in November of last year, where about 300 workers came together and identified what they wanted to change about their jobs. And drafted a proposal for a Bill of Rights, and that's what we're fighting for in Albany. And it's been introduced in the Assembly. We're trying to get it introduced in the Senate, so that there will be a lot of activity around building up momentum and building support for a domestic workers' Bill of Rights. In addition, there's an ongoing campaign for language access among low-income residents of Chinatown, to get bilingual inspectors, housing inspectors, for low-income immigrant residents in Chinatown, and also there's going to be youth programs in Chinatown and in the Bronx, trying to bring together and train young people as organizers around a number of poverty-related, public education, all different issues that are impacting Asian communities in the city. And this Saturday, there's going to be a film screening of the film called First Person Plural, jointly with Noruto for Korean Community Development. First Person Plural is a documentary about a Korean adoptee who goes back to Korea to look for her family. And that's going to be at 7 o'clock on Saturday at Juno's Restaurant, 64 Downing Street. You can also call that number that I mentioned before, 718-220-7391, for more information about that. And this year is actually CAV's 18th anniversary, and we'll be celebrating our 18th anniversary with an evening of freedom songs and inspirational speakers on Friday, September 24th. And you can also contact us for more information about that. Save the date.
Well, thanks so much, Ai-jen, for joining us. Can you give that number and email one more time for the course if people want to apply by Monday?
Sure. 718-220-7391, extension 11. And the email is apoo@caav.org.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Mel.